It is 104.9 MyFM Local Legend program brought to you by Petawawa Toyota. I'm Emma Butler, and our guest this week is Melanie Freeman.
Tell me what you do in the community. I know you do a lot for Care For, right?
On September 21st, we had a grand parade. I just went straight to Ottawa, and I did it at Strathcone Park in Ottawa this year. But last year, I did it at the marina. And I walked from Marina to Riverside Park.
Oh, wow.
And then back again.
And how much did you raise this year, you said?
This year I have raised $2,825.
Wow.
And of all that money, $765 was raised from inside Care For Civic Complex by the residents and the staff who wanted to sponsor me there.
How does that make you feel doing this for the community and seeing the community, help you out? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love doing it.
So how long have you been doing this for then?
I did it this summer, and I also did it last summer too.
Last summer, yeah.
Last summer I only got $575.
Do you have any plans for this coming year then?
I'll see if I can get some more extra sponsors and all that. One time, I actually had a check that I had to, go into the bank, and I got the money for the grand parade, and the bank teller saw my t-shirt, and she said, "Grand parade, what's that all about?" So I was telling her about the grand parade and how I was going to be walking at the marina to Riverside Park and back.
And so tell me a little bit about the Grand Parade.
The Grand Parade is a fundraising event that we did both last year and this year. And last year, we raised money for both the Care For Civic Complex and the McKay Building. And this year was a big event for us over at the Care For Civic Complex, because they had a lot of pictures of old furniture that we have there out on bulletin boards. And everybody was asking me about, what's that all about? And I said, well, it tells you on the poster here that we're going to raise money to get rid of this old hospital furniture and bring in something new. And then they said, well, how do we end up getting to walk with you? I said, well, you go online, and there's the website right there. But every resident seemed to say the very same thing. I don't have a computer. I don't know how to turn the computer on. I don't know how to do it. So I can't walk with you, but I can certainly sponsor you. So they did. And so did all the staff, too. For that, I would say thank you for helping me raise $765 from that, just from inside the building.
And why do you think what you're doing is important for the community?
Well, it's important for the community to know that we're doing the Grand Parade, because it's not just last year and this year. It's going to be next year and in the future, too, just sometime in September.
Yeah, and it's for a good cause.
Oh, yes. Actually, I do a lot of stuff at the Care For Building.
Yeah, what do you do there?
Well, at the Care For Building, we do a lot of events there, and like bingo and bunko and crafts and karaoke we do sometimes.
That's fun.
Yeah, I really like doing karaoke. We also do crafts. We have concerts and stuff like that too.
I guess my last question for you would be, what would you tell somebody who is looking to get involved in the community? What would you tell that person?
Well, I would tell that person, I could help you get involved if you really want me to.